Danny, 2-0 defeat today. What were your overall emotions at the end of that one?
Again, it's the first goal that changes the whole complexion of the game, as we always know. And I think, you know, leading up to the goal, it's arguably going to be our best period of play, you know, in just after the second half. The first half, I thought we dealt with everything fairly comfortably. I don't think there was much really that troubled us on a constant basis. We defended very well. We got in great areas. We counter-attacked very well at times, although we didn't make the most of those situations. And then second half, I thought we came out very well. And then we've got one ball that's been headed out of the box, and we've not got to that first ball, and the ball just is mishit it really. It's gone in the bottom corner, and then, you know, that's the difference in the game. Then obviously they got the confidence up, and you know, then we've made a mistake with obviously one diagonal ball that comes over the back of us, you know. But they're in the ascendancy then, you know. It's always very difficult after that, but I still thought, you know, from obviously with up until the first goal, there was a great deal to choose between the both teams.
Yeah, and that goal from Dele Alli sort of changed the flow of the game as it was at the time.
Well, it did, and we always say that, don't we? You know, it's you've got to make sure you deal with the minor details of games, and that's what costs you at times. And we just haven't got to the second ball. You know, the ball's got headed out, as I said, and we haven't pressed that ball, and he's took a swinger with his left foot, and it's scuffed it a bit, but it's gone in the bottom corner. Maybe if he'd struck it well, you know, that Ross would have been okay with it, but he just eluded him. But like you say, yeah, it's that first goal, and it changed the whole complexion.
Yeah, Milan Lukaku beat the offside trap a few times in that first half. It was just his decision making take probably let him down a bit.
Well, that's exactly right, and that's what we say. You know, it's managing games at times and making right decisions, which is the difference between you getting something out of the game and not. You know, we were in some fantastic positions today, and again they just fritted away. You know, or the decision to play a certain ball was a wrong decision, you know. So that's something again, you know, we have to maintain, but we've got to keep getting in those positions as well. You know, we can't not be confident enough to get in those positions again, but make sure next time that we have to make sure we're more clinical in our decision making.
How much of a plus was it to have Ben Pearson back today? I thought he had a good game.
For me, it was apart from, you know, with Ross as well, I thought it was man of the match for me in our team, that's for sure. I thought he played very, very well, and yeah, it was great to have him back in. You know, I thought when he gets on the ball, he uses his confidence and he's got a bit of class, as you can tell. You know, but unfortunately, you know, like I say, we need other people functioning around him the same.
You've got a tough run of away fixtures coming up. You're going to have to try and dig something out on the road, aren't you, over the next few weeks?
Well, we are, yeah, of course we are. But I think that, you know, you've seen for large parts of the game here today, should we have not conceded that first goal, you know, we've got a great chance, you know, and we've got to maintain that belief. We have to maintain that, you know, we've come to one of the best teams in the division and put a decent show on, you know, and the back end of it, I suppose, they'll think they dictated the game. Maybe so, in one respect, but that was after the first goal.
You got Josh Scowen on the pitch towards the end. Has he been unlucky not to start the last couple of games?
Well, he was, yeah. You know, I think, well, not the last couple of games, but I thought today, you know, we just looked at Luke again in there, and we just thought, well, he might be as well coming off the bench, and if we need it tidying up, you know, we'll go and tighten it up. But I thought when he came on, he contributed well. He saw large parts of what he can do, you know, in that short period of time.
Is he far away from getting a first start, Danny?
No, he's not far away at all. That's why we brought him in. He's not far away at all, no. No.
Dale Jennings was out the 18 today. Is that a knock or was that tactical?
He's got a knock on his foot, which he let us know about on Friday. You know, so obviously from that perspective, he wasn't able to travel with us today.
And that's a tough one for him because he just seems to keep getting little knocks all season long.
Well, sometimes you've got to get over them. Yeah. You know, you've got to play with them. Listen, hell, I don't think many people go out with who's got not something wrong or the 100% fit. You know, sometimes you grin and bear it, get your teeth, you know, gritted teeth, and you go and play. You know, and that's all the desire and the passion that you need.
How close was Martin Crowley to being back involved today?
No, I think he'll be ready next week. I think there's not just the fact that he had a problem with his knee. He had a family bereavement as well on Friday, so that was a big blow to him. So obviously on those terms, he wasn't able to travel.
Yeah, difficult one for him.
Yeah.
Tough back-to-back weekends on the road. Be important for the side to get back home next weekend and just get back to hopefully winning ways.
Well, it is, yeah, of course it is. You know, we don't want to get dragged into, you know, to a dogfight at the bottom. You know, we want to make sure that we're more than comfortable looking up the table. But that's got to change, and it's got to change soon. You know, but that's obviously with a home win next week. Let's hope we can do it in that respect.